89.1 WEMU, the Roots Music Project. Some canned music there from the infamous String Dusters. That's a tune called Well, Well. In the middle there, we heard the Band of Heathens doing one called Shine a Light. And we began with Justin Townsend doing the Harlem River Blues, kicking things off today on the Roots Music Project. And man, all that canned music sure sounded good to me, but you know what I like better than that is live music, and we're really lucky and honored here today on this Saturday afternoon, kind of rainy Saturday afternoon, to be joined live in the studio by two live musicians. Dick Siegel is here with his guitar, is going to sing us some songs, and David Roof is along for the ride playing bass and singing as well. And they came down because they have a big show 1 week from today, actually. So plan tomorrow or next week, Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Arc, Dick Siegel returning to the Arc to play a special show there. That is Saturday, November 9th at the Arc in Ann Arbor. And so he's going to kind of give us a little preview today. We're going to talk to Dick and David. But hello, Dick. Welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah. Well, why don't we start with some music, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the show and what's going on with you. But you guys ready to play some music?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Here's good. Dick Siegel on the Roots Music Project.
Sometimes I struggle with the morning, looking at another day. Worries crowding up pictures, pushing hopeful dreams away. Then I have a cup of coffee, enjoy the pleasure it brings. Then I read the morning paper, and I thank God for the little things. This house is kind of modest, we did most of it ourselves. Took a lot to make it pretty, we worked hard, you can tell. We don't drive the latest models, you don't wear big diamond rings. But what we need, honey, we got it. Thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things, like having heat enough to eat. Friends we like to share a time with, they help us, we help them. Our family, the garden, the sun, the moon, the stars above. We're still in love. Thank God for the little things. Both of us much too busy. Sometimes life is such a drain, but then I think we got it easy. Shake my head and I don't complain. So much trouble in this big world, who knows what's waiting in the wings. But all I've got to make me happy, say thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things, like having heat enough to eat. Friends we like to share time with, they help us, we help them. Our family, the garden, the sun, the moon, the stars above. We're still in love. Thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things, like having heat enough to eat. Friends we like to share a time with, they help us, we help them. Our family, the garden, the sun, the moon, the stars above. We're still in love. Thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things.
Dick Siegel here on the Roots Music Project, 89.1 WEMU, live in the studio, accompanied by David Roof on the bass and those beautiful harmony vocals. Sounding good, Dick. Thanks again for coming in this afternoon, evening. So you got a big show coming up at the Arc next Saturday.
Yeah.
That's cool. I was thinking about it, too, and I bet you played the Ark more than a few times over the years.
Yeah, I have played the Ark more than a few times.
How many locations have you been at the Ark?
How many what?
Well, you know, they've been a couple spots. I was wondering, did you ever play the
old
one? All three. Okay, yeah. I think it was three, maybe. Yeah, all the way back to
the first concert,
the little
was
house one. Yeah,
the first concert, like the main concert with a band behind me at the Ark, was back on Hill Street.
Wow.
And my parents came. And it was after that concert that they stopped feeling bad that I had decided to be a musician. They stopped worrying about me. Yeah.
Did they stop feeling obligated they had to come to all your shows? Or, you know?
Yeah, actually, they didn't come to quite a few. Yeah.
So coming up next Saturday, it's an 8 o'clock show, a return to the Ark, to the latest incarnation of the Ark, which has been there quite a while now. David, are you going to be there as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Anybody else in the band that night or going to go as a duo?
It's a duo.
All right, so this is a good representation of the kind of music people will hear and the setup for that.
This is it.
So you've been around the Ann Arbor, talking about going all the way back to the original first Ark. You've been around the Ann Arbor area for a really long time, huh?
Yeah.
Are you originally from here?
No, I'm from New Jersey originally.
Okay. I thought I sensed a little accent maybe still hanging on.
I try to hold on to it.
Some culture from out east, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when did you come here?
In the 70s. Mm-hmm. In the late 60s I came here to go to college.
And you've been playing music pretty much ever since?
Well, like two-thirds of the way through college, I was introduced to like serious poetry.
Uh-huh.
And I had been a musician when I was a teenager, too. Like, I had a little rock and roll band back in New Jersey. But anyway, but then the words, you know, I started listening to reading poetry, and it just started blowing my mind. And then, you know, putting it together, I don't know, something like really hit me, like, okay, songs. You know. And so I started working on writing just after I got out of college.
Mm-hmm. And I assume Ann Arbor was a little, well, probably kind of the same, but kind of different back then, huh?
Yeah.
It was before my time here.
Well, it was very different, you know, but most of my, you know, my experience at that point was centered around the campus area and the houses around that part. So I didn't really go downtown too much.
Too far afield.
Yeah, but there was a lot of, you know, smoke in the air and rebellious activity, and a lot of hippie stuff, a lot of freakish behavior.
Well, like I said, somewhat similar, somewhat different.
And the real difference was that there was a lot of optimism in the air.
Yeah, not quite as much these days, but maybe unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, and so coming back to the Ark, that must be kind of strange. Have you been in the Ark recently? They've really done a lot of work on it, actually.
Yeah, I was recently. Yeah.
Yeah,
they've
beautiful.
Sort of modernized.
Yeah,
the
and they did the
it.
Whole front is done and a lobby. It's really quite nice. If you're out there listening, you haven't been there lately. Head down to Main Street and check out the front. Even if you don't go into a show, it's a very beautiful front. And then they've updated the lobby and the hallways and some of the sound and everything as well.
The speakers.
Yeah, the speakers. So it always sounded great in there, but it sounds even better these days. So it should be a lot of fun. Dick Siegel coming back to the Ark, the latest version of the Ark, next Saturday, a week from today, November 9th. It's an 8 o'clock show. Tickets available. Guys, you know, talking is fun, but you want to play something else? Something maybe like people might hear next week?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Dick Siegel live on the Roots Music Project, 89.1 WEMU.
So I'm going to just tell you a little bit about this song. The guitar I'm holding on to right now is from 1936. And it's called the Triple O18. It's a certain size of Martin guitar. And the thing with these old guitars is the older they are, often the better they sound. So at some point, you know, I was thinking about old guitars and sounding good, and I came up with a song. It's called Old Wood Steel Strings. Grandpa got a Martin guitar when he was just a kid. He played it when he could, he got mighty good. For a while, that's all he did. And then Grandpa gave it to my father and father gave it to me. Oh yeah, it's a pretty thing, sound of old wood steel strings. It's a model they call the D20, got fancy herringbone trim. Got a crack in the back and a split on the side, and a place in the front worn thin. Hefty caliber hula girl, just about rubbed away. Oh yeah, she's a pretty thing, sound of old wood steel strings.
but I can hardly understand what makes the guitar sound so fine. Must be one of those things. Old wood steel strings. Old wood steel strings. Well now, sometimes I think I'm gonna sell it. It's worth big money these days. I won't say how much, more than enough to take your breath away. But my little girl's been playing guitar and she's starting to play pretty good. She says, Daddy, I sure love this thing. Sound of old wood steel strings. Well, I can hardly understand what makes the guitar sound so fine. Must be one of those things. Old wood steel strings. They got a fancy house, they drive a brand new car. Get out of my way, get out of my way. Me, I got what I got, plus grandpa's Martin guitar. There's a little bit of grandpa in it, I guess I'm gonna keep it around. Oh yeah, you gotta hear this thing, sound of old wood steel strings. I hardly understand what makes the guitar sound so fine. Must be one of those things. Old wood steel strings. Old wood steel strings. Old wood steel strings.
Dick Siegel and David Roof performing live on the Roots Music Project, 89.1 WEMU. Oh, sounding good, guys. I really like that. Starting to rock out a little here on Saturday afternoon. And I wish I'll have to post a picture up on Facebook or something. I wish you could see Dick's guitar because, I mean, it has seen some things, I think. Yeah, it is really it's been played a lot. It looks like it's seen maybe some weather, some everything. It is a beautiful old guitar, and every little mark on it kind of just adds to the character, I think, and it sounds great as well. So that's a perfect song for that guitar, is guess what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dick Siegel playing next Saturday at the Arc. You can see and hear this live. It's an 8 o'clock show, Saturday, November 9th, in the studio live, along with bassist and backup singer David Roof here in the studio. Thanks again for coming in, guys. Now, Dick, you were talking about how you were a student back way back in the early days in Ann Arbor at University of Michigan. But these days, am I correct that you've also done some teaching there and other places, teaching about music?
Yeah, I did. I just had this opportunity to start teaching songwriting in the honors program in the liberal arts college. And it was great. So I did that maybe for 4 years. I got this visiting professorship that was really marvelous. Just sort of inviting someone from the outside to come in and teach a course on their, you know, their profession. So the songwriting course, and then it was supposed to only last for 1 year, but it went on for 3 years. And I kind of knew that, you know, I mean, it was only meant to be one year.
Yeah, so it was a bonus once you started getting.
Yeah, and I knew that it had its life was, you know, I was looking at the end of it, and I managed to. Get the songwriting course into the School of Music, Theater, and Dance, and that's where it is now.
Wow. So you're still actively working with students and
still doing
teaching, So you have students writing songs in your class?
Yeah. That's what the class is. It's a songwriting workshop.
Wow. Yeah. So that must be pretty inspiring to see that. I mean, I'm assuming you've heard some great songs that students have, you know, I don't want to say amateur songwriters, but, you know, student songwriters are writing.
Well, yeah, that's right, right. No, it's student songwriters or young songwriters, you know. I mean, students is just happen to be in school at the time that we come together. But, you know, these are just young people who have a love of songwriting. And, you know, there's an opportunity for them to write. And then they perform their songs for each other. And people talk, you know, they talk about the songs. And I meet with them one-on-one and talk about their songs. And it's really, that's, you know, it's very exciting for me to be able to work with people's creativity and their songs.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Wow, so that's an opportunity for people out there who might want to learn more about songwriting or who are working on songwriting, who want to work on it a little bit more, huh? They can potentially get into a class like that at Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I am the songwriting department.
Wow, so if you call the department, you answer.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Yeah, you gotta sing hello. Every
now,
time.
So you've been doing this a while. Like, anybody hit it big since they learned to write?
You know, the thing is that I lose touch with them at some point. You know. The first class I kind of kept in contact with, and maybe the second class kept talking, and then after a while it was just some. You know, so many new people that I kind of gave up on maintaining connection with people. And then I started this program at Interlochen.
Oh, right.
And did that for about 6 years, 7 years.
So you've seen a lot of students over, a lot of songwriters.
And a lot of really, really talented people. And you never know, who's going to, take it seriously and keep going.
Try to make it a career. I mean, that's a hard thing to do for anybody, make any money on music, make a living in any way on music, let alone just have a good song.
A good song
is one thing. Making a living on it is another thing. Well, that really sounds great. I'd like to talk to you more about that someday, and find out more about teaching as well. But we're here to talk about this show at the Arc. It's coming up. Anything special planned for the show? You got any new songs? Anything?
Absolutely new song no one's ever heard before.
David's heard it maybe, but
I haven't even heard it.
There's a lot of irons in the fire,
right? Yeah.
But we haven't. Because we're rehearsing today. So, we might get another one.
Who knows what it comes.
Yeah, right.
Well, this gives people a good idea what the kind of music they're going to hear anyway, and the setup of an acoustic guitar, this old acoustic Martin guitar, and a big stand-up bass that David is playing. He lugged in the rain out here. So why don't we, you ready to play another one? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking maybe that we'll do maybe we'll do that song about. Oh, I think we have to do this song. This is when the sumac is on fire. This is about what's going on right now. Is that amazing discovery that we make every year here in Ann Arbor? It's like, wait a minute, what? Why are those trees turning that color? What's happening? And then you realize, it's here. It's coming. The winter. Anyway, so I used to live out on the Huron River in a place called Delhi. It was called Delhi Mills, and a tornado came through and knocked out probably 70% of the houses that were out there. This is, I think, in the maybe late 1800s, early 1900s, maybe late 1800s. And so Delhi Park is where a lot of houses used to be out there. And I lived out there for a while in this old house, one of the original houses. And I'd spent a lot of time walking along the river and... and then there I was one day walking along the river, and then get these headphones on, and then I'll tell you about what happened. Okay, and it. Well, I was strolling through the woods, it was the midst of summertime. The air was thick with fragrance, the sunlight was divine. With every step I took, I swear, I was getting higher, till I noticed red was everywhere. The sumac was on fire. Well, now I can spend my summer days and frolic with my muse. The dog will spend his summer days in searching through refuse. The bird can spend her summer days with song upon the wire, but they forget about the summer when the sumac is on fire. The sumac is on fire. Oh, you see, in all of God's creation of every size and shape, from the squiggly amoeba to that great and hairy ape, if they possess intelligence, it's the summer they desire. But they forget about the summer when the sumac is on fire. Yes, the forest in the summertime is a lovely verdant place. Every plant has got a flower you can stick into your face.
but the flowers are turning brown. Don't call me a liar, just stick your head out the window when the sumac is on fire. Well, now, gentle Mr. Squirrel was asked by jolly Ms. Mole, if I can try some of those nuts, my boy, you can come with me down the hole. But they were frozen in her love nest before he could satisfy her. The world is frustrating when the sumac is on fire. When the sumac is on fire. Oh, you see, it's not that I don't love those cold winter months with ice cubes and the snowflakes all around. But if I could dig a furrow, I'd make myself a burrow. Snooze that winter ice age on the ground. Yeah, I love it. I love it. The freezing howling rain. And when it's gray and dismal, you won't hear me complain. Those postcards from Nantucket, I burnt them at the pyre and sent them straight to hell with summer when the sumac is on fire. If I lived in Chile or sunny Guadeloupe, the winter would mean swimming or sailing on a sloop. But I'm no aristocrat, no, it's just snow chains on my tires and completely frozen noses when the sumac is on fire. When the sumac is on fire. Well, you see, it's not that I don't love those cold winter months with ice cubes and the snowflakes all around. But if I could dig a furrow, I'd make myself a burrow. Snooze that winter ice edge underground. Yeah, now when you hear Mr. Robin Redbreast yakking about the spring, grab hold your telephone and give this boy a ring. If my head can reach above the snow that keeps on piling higher, I say I knew this would happen when the sumac was on fire. Yeah, but if you got some real proof, like buds upon the trees, like grass stains on your bottom, like mud stains on your knees, come by my house and rouse me to the outside. We'll retire and we'll be drinking up the summer till the sumac is on fire. Till the sumac is on fire.
WEMU, the Roots Music Project, here with Dick Siegel and David Roof performing live in the studio at WEMU. Sounding beautiful, guys. That sounds fantastic.
Thank you, man.
They're going to be performing a week from today, November 9th, at the Arc in Ann Arbor at 8 p.m. You should check it out. Now, Dick, I was doing some reading up on your life this last week, and you actually were a winner at the Kerrville Folk Festival at one point?
Yeah, every year they invite people down there who want to be part of this, people sort of, it's kind of a contest.
Yeah.
And
I mean, one of the more famous songwriting kind of things.
Yeah,
out there.
A major songwriting place, Kerrville Festival.
Yeah.
It's, Texas is a real songwriting
state.
Mecca. And Kerrville is like the heart of that scene. And so it's a big deal. And yeah, went down there, and it was called New Folk. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there with two women who were singing backup with me,
mm-hmm.
and we performed, and we won, and which meant that I think there might have been maybe three winners.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what. And what happens if you win? They bring you down as an actual performing act the next year.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Right? It was very cool.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Someday I'd like to get down, just as a
you should
audience member,
and it's 2 weeks long, people camp out there.
Sounds like heaven, really.
Yeah.
Now, how was the weather?
The weather was, you know, Texas, and yeah. I'd never been in Texas, and yeah. I went there, you know, and I walking around, and you know, I'd go into a store, some, you know, I was in a restaurant. This woman called me darling. I thought, wow, man, I must be looking pretty good,
not
you know, or something
anymore.
Like that. And then I realized that it happened so many times.
Every man and woman is darling.
That's right. It's just being polite. Hey, darling. Yeah, so,
That's cool. Yeah. Well, so you also mentioned you got this show coming up next week, next Saturday at the Arc, but you have a lot of irons in the fire. Anything that you can actually spill the beans on about plans, you know,
for
toward 2020 or recording, I don't know, shows, anything special or anything on the...
Well, I think my plan is like in the next 6 months to finish 5 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and then an absolutely recording is in the works.
Mm-hmm.
So
hopefully new songs and new record. Or new recordings anyway.
Yeah. I'm thinking that. Okay.
All right. Yeah. You tell me.
No, I was just thinking of this one song.
Yeah.
That is kind of, for me, it's like a new song, relatively mm-hmm. speaking, and it's one that it's called Bright Eyes, and mm-hmm. it's definitely one that I'll be recording.
So you're working on.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about you or follow you, someplace they can go online to get more information on. Gigs and albums and all that?
Well, I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And and that'll be pretty up to date.
Yeah. Okay. And if you want to see him live in person and just ask him, you can come to the Arc. This is happening next Thursday, November 9th in Ann Arbor. It's an 8 o'clock show. Dick Siegel will be there. David Roof, who has been here playing bass for us this afternoon, will be there playing bass again and sing as well. Think maybe one more to send you off into to the autumn evening here.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got in store for us, Dick? Dick Siegel on the Roots Music Project.
I'm deciding. I'm balanced between Bright Eyes and Angelo's, which is, you know.
Yeah, the classic.
Yeah.
Up to you.
Let's see here. I think we'll do Angelo's. Are you hungry?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're perpetually hungry, is that right?
Well, you know, not if I just ate.
How much time between?
Well, I don't know, you know, a half hour,
half an hour.
20 minutes
yeah,
maybe.
Right. You know, I went to the dentist a while ago and he said, you know, you really need to stop snacking. You know, I said, what do you mean snacking? He said, I mean eating between meals. And I thought the day is just a whole meal, you know, in itself. So it's been a real challenge.
That's my kind of thinking.
I think there was one time when you mentioned a certain cereal that you're kind of addicted to. Are you still addicted to that cereal?
I don't think so. Well, I forget what that was. Is that Frosted Mini Wheats?
Frosted Mini Wheats, that's right.
Yeah, I'm on a Honey Nut Cheerios kick lately.
Pine Nut Cheerios?
Honey Nut.
Oh, Honey Nut. Right, with the honey underline.
Yeah, maybe add a little extra.
Dave and I, we've been playing together for like 18 years, is that right?
I think this is actually, this show will be 20 years we've been playing together.
20 years! I was 12 years old when I started playing with him. That's amazing to think of that. Okay, here we go. Well, eggs over easy, play the hash browns. Take my hand, mama, we're going to town. Oh, what a wonderful thing to do. Eggs over easy, hash browns and you. We'll have coffee, sausage, and hot buttered toast. Yes, breakfast is really the most. Oh, what a wonderful thing to do. Eggs over easy, hash browns and you. We'll go to Angelo's, the place where they hop
to go to Angelo's. The service is top to go to Angelo's. We'll be licking our chop. Mama, we'll pull out the stop. Yeah, when we leave that place, we'll be laughing out loud, smiling so hard. We'll draw a crowd. They'll say, what's a man? We'll just boast about the eggs over easy hash browns and toast. Come on, Dave, play that big old bass. It's just eggs over easy hash browns and you. We'll go to Angelo's. The place really hot to go to Angelo's. Service is tops. We'll go to Angelo's. We'll be licking our chops. Mama, we'll pull out the stops. Yeah, when we leave that place, we'll be laughing out loud, smiling so hard. We'll draw a crowd. They'll say, what? Man, we'll just boast about the eggs over easy hash browns and toast.
All right, Dick Siegel and David Roof performing live here on the Roots Music Project, 89.1 WEMU. Thanks again, guys, for coming by. Sounding great.
Thank you, man. This has been great.
Well, really, we will do it again sometime. Yeah. Big show at the Arc. Dick and David will be there next Saturday, November 9th. It's an 8 o'clock show on Main Street in Ann Arbor. Be sure you check it out. And we're going to go back to the canned music now. We're just going to have to settle for that for the rest of the show. So take it away, JP.